Station.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The nerd, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got the like Detroit Red. When his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn. Your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear, cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, what I'm talking about. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by Island Motion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Monday edition of Talking Heads, the June 7th edition. Boy, when they come in, I got to say one thing, man. First, Mr. Producer, that's a lot of sponsors, eh? My God, big up to each and every one of the sponsors, all of them, you know, for being on board. You know, my old reliables and my old faithfuls, as well as the new ones on board. I'm glad you're on board, and I'm glad you're enjoying Talking Heads, and we're definitely going to make it happen for you. So, you know, keep it coming, and I got you. And, of course, you know, glad to hear from each and every one of you, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. I said Monday, but it's Tuesday. Holiday got me, too. Tuesday, 7th of June. So happy birthday to our Prime Minister, Mr. Philip Brave Davis, celebrating his birthday today. So happy birthday to the PM. And, of course, in addition to that, got to say happy birthday to the celebrity artist himself, now celebrity artist slash ambassador, Mr. Jamal Rowe, happy birthday to him as well. And, of course, they celebrating on a good day, Mr. Producer. In addition to that, Allen Iverson, born on this day today, the great AI of Georgetown Hoya fame and Philadelphia 76er greatness. So happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday on the 7th of June. And I guess you can box it accordingly if you need to. But we're going to get right on in. And you know how I like to get you going. Get the mind working, because we got a lot to talk about. Open lines today, in addition to it being the Freeport Report. We'll have a good conversation with Sarah Kirkby in short order via the Zoom. Get the Freeport Report. And then we'll open up the lines, because we got some other things to talk about as well, too. Wow, what a weekend. It was marred. Had some tragedy, obviously. And our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone affected in that plane crash in Long Island. But especially to the family of the young lady who lost her life, who perished in that flight. Our thoughts and prayers go out to them. And, of course, to the tragic situation of the young 13-year-old boy killed by a stray bullet. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family, and I'll be talking about that in depth in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll be getting to that. But, you know, I like to do the protocol. I like to make sure, you know, put things in perspective. So now that we're heading in it's a short work week, and you really can't be complaining about being hungover from the holiday weekend, because everybody hungover from the holiday weekend. That's no excuse. So let me get that brain activity going right now. Leave your work stress at work. It's wet on the outside. I'll give you a flood update in a little bit on exactly where it's flooded as you're driving home. So please proceed with caution and care. And when you see people out there on the roads, be a little bit considerate, okay? It's extra floody. It's extra, for lack of a better word, it's icky So if you see people on the sidewalk, you don't have to splash them up. Have a little modicum of respect, a little bit of decency, you know? All right, so here we go. Let's jump on in and set it off. We're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes, all right? And it's a great show over there at the Joker's Wild. You definitely want to check it out. Headliner Chad Zumok, feature comedian J.J. Curry, and yours truly, funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, all right? Doors open at 8. Showtime is 9, Tuesday through Sunday. And we're located between the Carl and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis, all right? So definitely take advantage of that. All you need is your rapid antigen test or a VAX card, and you're good to go for the show. All right. So where do we start today? Yeah. June 7th. Tuesday, June 7th. Let's get this brain teaser going. And you know how to chime on in. Phone lines are open. 323-623-316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. You can take us wherever you want to go. Stream us live, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. We're on cable channel 969 and BTC Flow channel 612. All right. So here we go. Now, this is going to be a good one for you. Boy, this is a good one, eh? I like this one. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians who travel throughout the summer. 50 men, 50 women. All right? Survey revealed that 69% said they hate getting stuck here. Where is it that they hate getting stuck? 100 Bahamians that travel, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 69 out of 100 that did the survey said they hate getting stuck here when they travel. And when I say here, where is it that they get stuck that they don't like to get stuck? All right? So think about it. Like, when they travel, they don't like to get stuck in the mall or stuck in a line. That's where, okay? So think about it. You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. And we're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. While you get your answers in, Mr. Producer, I need that text line, man. You ain't giving me a lightsaber today, man. You got me fighting with just a blaster. And you know, us Jedis, we need our lightsabers. And of course, you know, Sarah Kirkby will be chiming in short order on the Zoom. So keep an eye out for Sarah for me because I think she's trying to chime on in. All right, we got the Freeport Report coming up in short order. But right now, got to get up into the headliners. Who or what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you by Fine Threads. And this is now at both Fine Thread locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right? And when I tell you new arrivals, they do have some great new arrivals, all right, from some of the top brand names that they always carry, all right? Your Cuba Vera, your Jordan Craig, your Taylor Perry, all right? Your Kent Park, your Silverstone, your Cicillo Couture, the BC Collection, the Bespoke Collection, and Karl Marx. Brand new line of shirts in there, casual, formal, you name it, they got it. Be sure to check them out, both locations at Fine Threads. All right, so let's check out your headliners. Who or what's making headlines in the 242? And if you look to the pages in the NAS, big and bold, everything that just jumps out right across most of the headlines today. Tragic situation coming in from Long Island over the weekend. As you know, a plane went down, and story in today's Guardian by Jasper Ward. Crash victim wanted to get home early. The young mother killed in a plane crash on Long Island early Sunday was not scheduled to travel back to Nassau until today, her sister told the Nassau Guardian. Alethea Newbold, 22, who had a six-month-old daughter, was the only person of the life when the Piper Navajo went down in bushes 2 miles off of Dedman's Key Airport shortly after takeoff. The survivors were identified as pilot Brad McPhee, Nia Bethel Sears, that is the daughter of Fort Charlotte MP, Mr. Alfred Sears. So, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to that family as well, because I know personally Mr. Sears was very shaken over the whole incident. Lianca Rigby, Patsy Higgs, Rhiannon Thompson, and Alicia Rowe. Newbold's sister, Ms. Shanti Sims, said she left New Providence on Thursday to work as a hostess and server at Long Island's Regatta events. All right. So very sad, tragic situation going on there. And my thoughts and prayers, like I say, go out to the family. Let me know your how you're feeling on all that went down over the weekend, my talking heads. In addition to that, another tragic situation that just jumps out on the headlines. Boy 13 shot dead. Story by Ken Diadames. The family of Quentin Danny McKenzie, a 13-year-old student of the L.W. Young Junior High School who loved baseball, video games, and hanging with his friends, is left with many questions and unmanageable grief after he was shot on a park in the Camp Road area just before 8 p.m. over the weekend. That was on Friday. And he was pronounced dead in hospital. And, of course, a very tragic, you know, ironic twist to this whole story as well. According to his father, Mr. Quincy McKenzie, Quentin, who had been 14 on June 22nd, was the grandson of Leroy Smokey 007 McKenzie, the legendary Bahamian entertainer. So it's really hitting home. I mean, you got two tragic situations. One, the plane crash. This right here that still speaks to the senseless, unbridled violence, especially in our young males between 10 and 25. We're losing a whole generation. And he was an innocent bystander. Quincy was an innocent bystander, shot by a stray bullet. Emanating from where? Allegedly, a gambling game that went sour. I mean, none of y'all could realize that a drawing point when responsible Bahamians who feel like they have the right to gamble, stuff like this is always thrown in our face, that you're not responsible. Y'all can't gamble in the hood. Just imagine y'all going out there to break up the place. We need conflict resolution. We need a little bit more sensibility in society. I mean, is it really worth taking someone's life directly or indirectly because you have issue over a game? Yeah, I know there's extenuating circumstances to that, but it should not end in death, period. And it further ties into that old saying I've been saying for years on every radio station I've been on. Guns don't kill people. Stupid people with guns kill people. And I was glad Prime Minister Davis made some mention while in the United States that we have to curb the inflow and the importation of firearms from the United States. Because when you look at the serial numbers on said firearms when they are finally recovered by the police, they track back to U.S. gun shops or manufacturers. So we need to address this. And we need to look at it now. It's sobering. We're losing a whole generation. Is genocide what we're committing? Really? Another headline that jumped out. PM supports giving Queen's honors as long as she is head of state. Story by Jasper Wood. So, you know, I understand as long as the Queen is head of state, we're going to keep giving out, you know, the Queen's Council and all those awards. But at the same time, if the Queen should step down or no longer be in that role, maybe we'll go in a different direction. Let's check the text line, see what my text has got to say today. Okay. Naughty, they don't like to be stuck in traffic. No, that's not it. Walmart. Y'all know y'all love to be stuck in Walmart. Y'all spend a whole day of your shopping, your travel experience. You go there for 7 days, you'll spend a whole day in Walmart. Don't let it be no 24-hour super Walmart. For Christ's sake, y'all can sleep in there. Y'all know how y'all go. Naughty. Yeah, all right, I will play 0070 and 0071. Yes, I will. Naughty, I was in a rush and I accidentally drive through the water and the water went about 15 feet in the air and almost drowned a man on the side of the road. Please say that I apologize. But you need to give me your specifics, what you're driving, what your license is. So if you're really genuine, I think you're trying to get, you know, your conscience right through me. I can't be the middleman on this one. You need to find that person and tell them you're sorry for splashing them up. They don't like to be stuck in the airport for 5 hours. No, not the airport. What else? Not the airport. You're firing off this airport. A long TSA line. No. Not the airport. Not in the least. Not in the elevator. That's a good one. Not like getting stuck in the elevator. That's a really good answer. That's not it. But that's a really good answer. Naughty, do our police, defense force, or medical emergency services have helicopters to search over our islands if a plane goes down or other major catastrophes, especially with all of the flooding in our country. Well, thankfully, we have a band of pilots that are affiliated with BASRA, Bahamas Air Sea Rescue. So obviously they put out the word when we have these kind of situations, and those guys go up and do the aerials. We have a boat team that goes out and does the boating element of it. And if I'm not mistaken, there is an air wing to the Royal Bahamas Defense. But don't quote me, because I don't know if the plane's like some of them boats, kapunkle up, you know, cause yeah. But for the most part, they should have an air wing of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, and they should have a plane that's allowed that can facilitate that as well. But I'll double check on the status of the air wing of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force in relation to, boom. All right, not church, not immigration, not stuck in the hotel. Listen, somebody said in the airplane. Whoever just sent me that answer in the airplane, be more specific, and you might get it. So, no, we do not have helicopters. All right? I'm not sure. I could be mistaken, so let me do some due diligence. But I'm not sure that we have an actual helicopter that belongs to the Royal Bahamas Defense Force or police force. I know we have Coast Guard, United States Coast Guard helicopters that come in and out. But let's just double check that. All right. Let's check out. That's wrapped up the headlines right there. All of us by Naughty Johnny. Fine Threads. And be sure to check them out, both locations, Top Hill Mackey Street and the Southwest Shopping Plaza locations. Or simply log on to finethreads.com. All right. We got The Buzz coming up. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And we'll get to that in short order, but right now, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Afternoon, Naughty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. Is it the bathroom in the airplane?
No. Think about it. Call me back. Hurry up. Think about it. Call me back. Not stuck on the plane on the runway either. No, that's not it. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Cleve? 1 second, Cleve.
Yeah.
For the person whose number ends in 4394 who just texted me, you are my winner. They're stuck in the middle seat of the airplane. They hate being stuck in the middle seat with two other people on the side of them. One got the aisle, one got the window, and you right there in what I call the seat that rhymes with witch, you know? Or stitch. Yeah. So the person who just texted me that, get me your information. You are my winner today. You got the Joker's Wild Party Plastics. They hate being stuck in the middle seat of the airplane. Cleveland, what you got good for me? 1-1 tonight. We'll talk about Boston in the 5 o'clock hour. I know you can talk to me on sports. What you got for me now, though?
You ain't dealing with these headlines, man. Hey, you hear me, right?
Yeah, I'm listening loud and clear, Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, you ain't calling in this evening, though.
Huh?
You know, you talk with a lot of coins on these shows, right? But anyway, man, you relatively street smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the shooting related to the gambling game, you know, and the youth getting killed. In fact, when all these youths get shot, it's like collateral damage.
They look at it as collateral damage.
That's what it is, right? And, but...
I call it genocide.
Condolence to the law, you know what I'm saying?
Agreed, Cleveland, but I like to look at it more as genocide rather than collateral damage, okay? We're losing a whole generation of Bahamian males to this senseless violence.
Right. So then we got to get real on this now. We got to get real. We ain't got to be politically correct. Me and you. Them other ones, right?
Right.
So let's look at this. Tell me why the gangsters killed. Specifically, the drug lords and the gang, you know what I'm saying? The gang violence. Why do they kill?
It's been part of that culture. It's part of the fabric of that culture and that lifestyle from time immemorial.
But specifically, why do they kill? They kill because they like it. Tell me their reasons for killing. You're the street man. You're street smart. What are their reasons for killing?
Well, listen. Maybe I don't want to divulge the depth of my street smartness right now, Cleveland. You ain't gotta help me. Let me put it together. Sometimes when things are bad for business, you gotta fix the problems that are bad for business. and there's no conflict resolution, and there's no proper, you know, human resource department within that organization, in that kind of work field, you know what I mean?
Let me help you. That's right too, right? But that's they kill for respect.
If you would let me finish my point, it's part of the culture, we're a survival of the fittest. And you cannot show any weakness. So you got to rule with an iron hand.
Right. So that's the nature of the business.
And that's the last of my street knowledge that I divulged in Cleveland's class today.
See, that was another host. They wouldn't do that, you know? They like, rah, rah, rah. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then that's another thing. Man, that's these people, these people do these things because of money. You know, we have some fierce slaves, right? Some stayed home and some run away, right?
Correct.
Right. So these said, oh, they're doing the crime. They're the runaway slaves. In other words, they put their life on the line. They sacrificed their life for jail. You understand me? To be able to live the life that the rich man lived. Oh, you understand what I'm saying to you?
I'm hearing you. I mean, you.
See, but people don't like to hear. You see, they believe every fierce slave stayed home.
And
these people who saying these things, you know what kind of slaves they are, right?
They're
most slaves who ain't got the issues that the poor man have.
But what I'm saying to you is, right, and I get your points. They're all valid, and they're systemic, and that's part of the reason why the stem part of the problem, where it stems from, and I get it. But really, let's forward the tape a little bit to the recent incident. How long me and you as adults, from time immemorial, been seeing and hearing about people getting murdered and murked over a dice game, over a card game, so on and so forth?
Man, that's been going on a long time.
And
the answer for these, the same answers these people bring about is that all these people need a conflict resolution. They need psychiatry and them type of thing. And the parents need to do this, and the people need to snitch and the like. But Man, these people need to pull themselves up out their bootstraps like you got it. You don't give people a fish. You teach them how to fish. But how about just see, these people don't need no high notes, you know. Many of these people, all you got to do is give these people a livable wage. When you work them, you pay them with dignity, man.
Cliff, you're making a lot of good points, man, but we got to get to the break. I know I'm going to hear from you in the 5 o'clock hour. We can talk separately.
Yeah, but anyway, thanks, man.
I always appreciate you chiming in and keeping it real with me, Cliff. You know that.
Come on, yeah, respect, bro.
You ain't gonna like what I gotta say, but your Celtics in the 5 o'clock hour, but anyway, that's a different story for another day. We going to the break right here on Talking Heads. That's a wrap right there on not a wrap on the buzz. We're gonna take a break, and on the flip side of the break, I'm gonna wrap up the buzz, get into the global warming, have that conversation. My Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, the Freeport Report is coming up. Sarah Kirkby will be joining us from Grand Bahama. But like I said, we gotta talk about a few things on the flip side of the break. And Mr. Producer, guess who I done found parked in the handicap parking? And guess where they did it? Right downstairs. Oh, the disrespect. Oh, you heard me beating up my gum and you still can do it? For God's sake, let's go to the break, because I got the deal. And I don't care if they're doing cleaning around the place. I gonna cut them a new one right after the break, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The NASA Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today at 302-2300 or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Hey, Mr. Producer, I need your help on this one, okay? I need you to take this number down for me. When I need you to dial it, I need it on this number right here. Because you're all in for a treat today, man. We can dig into my bag of tricks today. I ain't cranked phone call nobody in a long time. I ain't gonna get notified crank yank in a minute. So guess what? We're gonna do one today. Because, you know, like I told you, you think that this is a game when it comes to this handicap parking situation? No, it's not. Okay? And I saw some of the regular locales that I frequent. And a couple of people told me, the business owner, hey, naughty boy, look here, people be listening to your show, buddy. Because the usual offenders, they actually park in free actions. And that's good. So big up to the folks in Harbor Bay who are kind of getting a conscience now, all right? Some of you are getting a conscience. I'm glad to see that. Still got some violators out there in Super Value Cable Beach. But, yeah, okay. If you leave somebody in the car, I can't really argue with you or not if they're handicapped or not. So y'all got to do better. Some of you are still taking the spot. Some of you are getting better. But lo and behold, I make this big public announcement on my show. Write a column about it. Because I'm tired of seeing people take handicapped parking. Disabled persons want those parking. They want to live a normal life. They want the access, the ease and accessibility that we all have. And those spots are theirs. So I don't know why y'all love and fixated the park in the blue. But anyway, I come to work today, Mr. Producer, and lo and behold, who I see park in the front of the door at the Guardian. Live in the blue. And I got a picture right here. A white Sienna van, license number AL07, and it belongs to the Blessed Detailers Cleaning Company. Y'all need to be blessed for parking your bungie inside that spot. That's what y'all need. That would need to be blessed, okay? So, Mr. Producer, I need you to call me the Blessed Detailers Cleaning Company. I hear they do a great job with the cleaning now. I could vouch on that. Because they do a great job, and I've seen what they've done. I have no problem with that. They could clean the office. They could clean the house. They could clean the boat. They could clean whatever. Just don't ask them to park. What they need to do is clean that parking space in front of the Guardian, the handicap, but they got the van in. They need to clean that spot out so a disabled driver could park there. So dial this number up for me, man. 434-0021. Now, listen, that's Blessed Detailers Cleaning Company. If you want them to do cleaning, they do a great job. I endorse them with that. Just don't ask them to park. 434-0021. And who are we going to use today? Mr. Dick McGregor. That's right. The return of Dick McGregor. That's right. Dick McGregor's back, ladies and gentlemen. Richard for short and Dick for long. Let's go right now. Dick McGregor's in the building.
Good day, Blessed Detailers.
Good afternoon. Is this the Blessed Detailer Cleaning Company?
Yes, sir.
This is Mr. Dick McGregor. How are you?
All is well. So you sound Irish there.
No, actually, it's Scottish. Please don't insult me like that. You know, Irish is more frosty. Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious. I'm Scottish. Freedom. Haggis. I have a big bagpipe. So listen.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I've heard some great things about your cleaning company. I think Blessed Detailers does a wonderful job with the cleaning.
Oh, thanks, thanks. Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
But on the flip side, this ain't Dick McGregor, bro. This naughty. You live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And you know why you're on, right? Because y'all do a great job of cleaning. But I got a campaign going about people who park in the handicap parking. And guess who park in my handicap parking in front of the Guardian? Blessed Detailers Cleaning Company.
No.
Yes,
no,
man.
I call them right now.
Get them out there. Tell them they need to clean the spot. But I tell you,
right now,
you guys keep doing a great job. And I got some work for you. I can call you on the weekend. I got a man cave at home I need you to take care of. I started celebrating too much on the weekend when Golden State started beating up on Boston. And we got some nacho dip everywhere and some Jack Daniels in the carpet. We got to get the Jack Daniels out the carpet.
We got the stuff for that.
All right, man. I appreciate you because you're decent and y'all got a great job, man. But anyway, we spreading the campaign. No more handicap parkings for the non-handicap. We got to keep that.
Almost
for
definitely
the disabled,
not.
Man.
No. I get my belt right now for my guys.
That's right. Tell him Dick McGregor called, all right, my brother?
Most definitely. Take care,
my brother. Be safe and keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you.
You see? You all don't want to get notified either, you know. I have my ways and I have my means, you know. Keep you in a bungie or the handicap parking spot. It's it. That's that. We done. Okay? All right. Now, real quick, let's get up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, man, it is all about Crazy Tuesdays at KFC. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. You know, you got the crazy, wow, good deal going on at KFC. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of chicken. It's only $15. All right, so taste the KFC crunch on Tuesdays. It's crazy, wow, good at your favorite KFC location. And don't forget the drive-thrus. All KFC drive-thrus now open until midnight, Monday through Sunday. So you got ample time to get your KFC on because it's always finger-licking good. All right, let's jump on in with the global warming. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. As Saudi Arabia increases the price of oil to $120 a barrel, the price of gas has almost doubled since President Biden took office. Tell us about it. Soon be at $8 at the pump here. In the aftermath of her trial with Johnny Depp, we hear that Amber Heard has now been completely cut out of the movie Aquaman 2. Yes! 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 I love it when a scandalous heifer gets her just rewards. Just like when I like when a real scumbucket of a dude gets to his just rewards, too. The Doobie Brothers have had to push back show schedule for this week to July because of COVID outbreak amongst the band. Alex John Such, who was a founding member of Bon Jovi and its bass player for 10 years, died over the weekend. He was age 70. Max has canceled the science fiction show Raised by Wolves after 2 seasons. Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have split after a couple of years together. Miguel Gomez is exiting FBI Most Wanted after only 2 seasons. And former Dallas Cowboys coach Jason Garrett is reportedly a candidate to replace Drew Brees at NBC. Dear God, you mean I got to see the clapper in the booth? I thought the booth was reserved for people who knew what they were doing in the game of football and knew how to coach. And Jason Garrett don't even know how to clap. Anyway, that's a different story for another day. I digress. That's a wrap right there. On your global woman, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And right about now, let's slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And people, don't forget, man, it is all about the coconut refreshers going on at your favorite Dunkin' location. All right, enjoy your tropical state of mind with Dunkin's coconut refreshers. Enjoy the creamy taste of coconut milk and a burst of fruit flavor available in pink strawberry, golden peach, and purple pomegranate. I endorse that purple pomegranate. And remember, the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. And all that goodness is waiting for you. Location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burning Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and the 2 out there at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. Quick break. On the flip side of the break, we're going to Freeport. The Grand Bahama Report is coming up. The Freeport Report is coming up. We'll be joined by Sarah Kirkby, and we'll be talking all things Freeport. We'll take it in right after the break, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Star Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cater the whole family together with Johns' great prices and helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. With my signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Wow. KFC just put the wow in your week with the KFC Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of $15. And with KFC Crazy Bundles, you can add all your KFC favorites for more savings. So taste the crunch and take a KFC bite out of life. Be happy. Save at KFC. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. Crazy, wow, good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you right here, Talk FM, and got a little FYI for you, man. If you, I need you to be on the lookout for a 2018 Toyota Hilux Silver, all right? License plate number AP4453. It was stolen last night from the Carl Harbor area, all right? If you have any information, you can hit me right here while I'm on air, Guardian Radio, all right? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or if you have seen it, please report it to the nearest police station, all right? Because, you know, too much of this foolishness going on, man. All right. And I also have an update for you as well as far as the flooding. As you drive home today, please proceed with caution and care. All right. I don't want to sound cliche when I say that. I really mean it. Be aware that we do have pedestrians on the sidewalk. You do have a motorist on two wheels, i.e. motorcycles and bicycles still, and battling it out with everybody in the hustle and bustle. So please, some modicum of respect, a modicum of patience or work, okay? Just a little stop, you know? Let these people pass. I don't have to splash them up. I don't have to fly across the corner. You know what I mean? And understand that it's not just you. It's all of us in this 242, all of us in this community, one way or another. So we are being affected by the floods and so on and so forth. So please, just proceed with a little bit of caution and care. All right, let's chime on into Freeport. Let's see why. Joining me right now from Freeport, you know, as she does each and every week, from the Grand Bahama News, my good friend, Miss Sarah Kirkby. How are you, Sarah?
I'm
How was your holiday weekend?
It was wet.
But listen, man, everybody got wet up, man. You wasn't special. All of us got wet up.
Let me tell you.
Did you manage to still mix cocktails and have libations during the rain, though? See, that's the true hidden skill right there.
Oh, no. I know that skill well, but I definitely have PTSD over the flooding that was going on. It was a bit of a Dorian flashback.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely, I know for you guys, it was reminiscent. That started rolling in Thursday night. Friday night, I started to see it. I'm like, dear God, here we go again. But how are we as of the most recent flooding in Grand Bahama?
Unfortunately, we did have the under. There's been some damage, but I believe the Ministry of Grand Bahama is right on top of the situation. They're trying to help everyone as much as possible. The biggest problem right now for us, I think, is just everybody. This should have been a real wake-up call for everybody to be more prepared. I know I wasn't prepared, and I know everybody after this weekend will be getting their sandbags sorted, the power. Our power stayed on the whole time, most of it. I think we had a couple losses of power, but besides that, we were pretty good. It was just the rain and the roofs were damaged. So those people that are still suffering, it's a little bit hard. But it really, it was a wake-up call that I think we needed to be prepared.
Well, we got to, you know, we'll do our due diligence on this end. You do it on your end. We got to keep reminding us. We can't slunk this go around, all right? Whatever island we're on, we got to be in this and remind each other and be aware. We can't get caught, you know, being, reactive. We need to be proactive. You know what I mean?
I definitely think we weren't. I know I wasn't proactive, and I know a couple other people weren't. So we were lucky on this one. We really got a storms are different when they come through. They're not like when I was a young girl and, you know, the Xanadu roof came off, and that was about the biggest thing that ever happened. Now it's just these extreme rain bands that are huge, and they're flooding. And then the next day it's glorious, but it's going through that stress of your house almost flooding. It's a lot. It's a lot on people, too.
Well, you know, today is Tuesday, and like I always got to do, I got to do my disclaimer on Tuesday. Listen, man, don't look for free. You need to spend the money, okay? If you want the Grand Bahamas News and in the Guardian, you got to buy the Guardian to get it, okay? Spend the money.
Thank you.
and a couple of real feel-good stories, man. And we'll deal with two-party on the flip side of the news, but one that jumped out that I'm really glad to see. After 2+ years out the door, and the Humane Society has opened up the animal clinic down there.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah. Dr. Hannah is absolutely amazing. So are his team who work with them. And I will say, you know, they're working so hard, but we must get the spay and neuter program back on. Unfortunately, right now they are. And you have to remember, in Hurricane Dorian, they lost most of the dogs that were there, unfortunately. A lot of them drowned, and it was really horrific for the people there. But again, we're back in that situation because of COVID, because of financial difficulties. And so really, people need to stop breeding and they need to spay and neuter. There are a lot of beautiful puppies and cats at this Humane Society that people need to adopt. And the people who work at the Humane Society work so hard to look after these animals. So I'm just so impressed with what they've done and how they've raised this money. It's a beautiful clinic.
All right. Another thing that we need to talk about. Again, this one is a little anxiety. Survivor of the Grand Bahama knife attack urges women to become vigilant and more vigilant. And what a story that was, Sarah.
Yeah, she's a well-known lady in the community as well. She was coming back from the play that was shown at Bishop Michael Eldon, and she was dropping off an older lady with her when the gentleman came out and started attacking them.
But I don't think he was a gentleman. I think he was a scrub.
Yeah,
you call people like him a gentleman. You call them, yeah. Anyway,
and I can't say what you call them. We're reminding people to be very careful. There were some other incidents over the weekend of a vagrant who was seen around some apartment buildings. They do have video, and I know the police have been told there was an attempted break-in at another well-known house. So we're really reminding people just to be very careful, especially women. Obviously, a lot of these young girls are home from college. So we're just reminding them to be smart, always travel with friends, never go anywhere by yourself. It's just smart things you have to do. And unfortunately, these are, you know, we go through spates of these, but these are when you cannot let your guard down and you have to be careful.
All right, well, we're going to do some news. We'll wrap things up. And yes, I got to talk. Look, man, I'm looking. I got some pictures out of Freeport over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then I got some more pictures. And you know what really runs me hot is oil drilling. And the potential of oil drilling. Why are those damn rigs back on the horizon in Grand Bahama, especially on the heels of the prime minister saying that we are not issuing any more licenses, we're not going to drill for oil? I'm still watching if it's semantics over exploration for carbon credits and where they're trying to go for that. You know, that's the quickest thing that goes to run me hot. Because so far, I have no bone to pick with Mr. Davis. Let this oil foolishness come up. We picking the neck bone connected to the thigh bone connected to the knee. Every bone can get picked because we cannot have oil drilling. And especially on Grand Bahama on the eve of 2025. And all was coming and all the goodness is coming. We'll pick up the conversation after the news right here, Talking Heads. We'll wrap up the Freeport Report with Sarah and we'll get into the sports. Earl of Pearl is standing by. We're talking Celtics Warriors. We're talking baseball. And on the flip side of the break right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're wrapping up the Freeport Report. Every Tuesday, you know, we do the Freeport Report right here on Talking Heads. And wrapping it up for me right now, as she chimes in each and every Tuesday, Sarah Kirkby down there in Grand Bahama. Sarah, we were talking about it going to the break. Why do I see the oil rigs on the horizon in Grand Bahama?
Unfortunately, these rigs have been there since 2019. And of course, a lot of people didn't see them because of COVID and lockdown. So when you do see them and you go out there, it really is an eyesore. And everyone's like, why are the rigs there? Are they? And, you know, everyone thought they were the oil rigs that were originally coming here to do the exploratory oil, but they weren't. So we found out now by pushing and really asking all over that these have been stationed here from a Mexican lawsuit. And they're now on their way to Dubai.
So are we making money for like rental fees or whatever for them being in Bahamian waters on the way to Dubai?
No, as far as we know, they've been sitting here for a couple of years. And off the record, I was told that we don't make money for them sitting in our waters.
But how healthy is that for our environment, though, for oil rigs to just be sitting up there?
Well,
being stationary, not being in use.
Right. And you don't know what oil's left there from where they've been before. They did say that divers came and put them there properly so there wouldn't be an issue. But, you know, this is taking one person's word for that. So we don't know. And the owner of Dead Man's Reef or Paradise Cove, Barry, is a great guy, but he's lost business because you've seen that. And they're right outside, you know, right in the view of his diving resort where he's trying to save the reef. He's promoting protecting the turtles. People go there. The pigs are right next door that we have swimming pigs. They're all there. And that's the view that our tourists are seeing. It's not a good one. And so we do hear that the other three are moving. We're very pleased about that. But we wanted to understand why they were there and who gave them permission.
Now, my question is, though, right?
Yeah.
We have the information now that they're en route to Dubai because of a Mexican case and so on and so forth. However, we have things for Grand Bahama earmarked for 2025, God's spare life. Having them on the horizon, for lack of a better word, boo-booing up the scenery does not help the situation.
No, it does not.
There needs to get to step in. I mean, listen, and I know all my PFP friends, oh, God, naughty talking, naughty. Here we go. Yeah, because that is my passion right there. We do not need it. Fossil fuels are obsolete in the next 30 to 40 years. And we're trying to reinvigorate, re-energize, reinvent, makeover, give Freeport a swift boost. We don't need oil. Not there.
We don't. And like, you know, like it's been famously said, you know, I want fresh fish, not oil fish. And, you know, people don't realize one oil.
But you know what I say, boil fish, not oil fish. Same thing. You know it.
Yeah. And, you know, this would ruin our entire ecosystem, but besides the fact that we have some of the most beautiful views in the entire world, an oil spill would be so traumatic. I mean, I was watching 60 Minutes last night. They were talking about an oil spill that was out there that they're still capping 20 years later, and it's still destroying areas out there. So these are, you know, everyone says, oh no, the benefits you get from this. I'm with you. I'm a total ban on oil. No way.
There you go. You got to keep an eye on it. So every Tuesday now, I'm going to get repetitive. I got to make sure. And if anybody in Grand Bahama sees folks like matriculating around them rigs and walking up and down and to and fro, holler at your boy or, you know, holler at Sarah them and let us know so we could do our due diligence and really keep an eye on it to see what's going on. Because if they're just supposed to be there, there should be minimal short order. It shouldn't be a lingering like they're setting up for something else further on down.
Yeah, but I spoke to Candia about this, and I have to say she brought up a very good point. You know, are these guys paying fees to anchor there? And
that was my first question. Are we getting anything in fees?
As far as I know, we do not get anything in anchorage fees. And the pilots make money because they've got to go and put them there and check on them. Ship services get money for taking them food because there's full crews on board. I mean, I know it's a lucrative business in that effect, and I don't want to take that away from any Bahamians at all, but I don't understand why we aren't charging for these boats to sit there, these ships, sorry, to sit there, when we're also charging for, you travel in our air, we charge for that. So, you know, the Bahamas is a small country. We have a lot to deal with and a lot of bills to pay. You know, why are we not looking at that as another source of income?
We have to look at something different, and we can't keep saying, hey, we want to do the blue economy, we want to do the green economy, right. And then have oil drilling. It don't make no sense.
I'm with you on the carbon credit. I'm not understanding how carbon credits will repair what damage is being done now.
I had no issue with Mr. Davis when he was all for climate change, appearing at COP26 and all. I get all of that. I get it. Yeah. And I'm happy that he's a voice on the world stage for climate change, especially where we are. Absolutely. In relation to we being low-lying islands, and we'll be extremely affected by climate change. However, if you're also going to make the statement that we're not going to issue licenses for oil, and we're not going to issue any new licenses for oil, all right, then it can't be no gray area. BPL, who is now Challenger Energy Group, needs the guests to step in. If they don't have any valid license, if they don't have a license pending, they need to be gone. Because why? The Prime Minister said, we are not drilling for oil. So they need to keep it moving. My biggest concern is this carbon credits and exploration for oil for the carbon credits is going to open up a gray area, and we're going to have to revisit this all over again.
Yeah, it's definitely a gray area, and I don't see how it benefits us. I don't see how the carbon credits will come back to us and help us at all. I mean, we all know, if you've lived here and anywhere in the Bahamas and been through a hurricane, you know how things have changed from when we were younger and what we're dealing with now in comparison to what we were dealing with in the 80s and the 90s. So it's a big change, and we've got to change stuff. We did a story last week about planting mangroves. That has to happen. We have to protect ourselves. Our natural resources of manganese would be a perfect example where they've done so much damage there. It really worries me about them.
The mangroves are vital, not only to climate change and carbon credits, but also to coastal erosion. They help protect against hurricanes. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You can't just say things to sound good and be chic with it. We need to actually mean what we say and know what we're saying when we say it.
Exactly. And I think for us, this oil business is kind of like our gun business to the States, where the Americans can't seem to make this decision to not let 18-year-olds have machine guns. We need to make that decision the same about oil in a country where we live off our environment, where fishing is what really the backbone of our country and visiting the beach and doing everything. So these are things that we have to resolve. We can't just give it lip service.
Nope.
We need to make decisions and make it happen.
That's why I'm going to give the PM the benefit of the doubt due to his stance with climate change and the global positioning that he's taken. And in fact, being a voice on it, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I'm also going to say, Brave, I got my eye on you still, but there's oil. I got my eye on you still. I will make sure we don't end up in the oil slicks. What the gift that keeps on giving. Anyway, Sarah, we will talk to you again next Tuesday, man. Be safe down there in Grand Bahama. Regards to everybody, and tell them keep it locked to Talking Heads through the week, and we'll keep it cutting edge. We got the Abaco report tomorrow. Roscoe Thompson and Ken Hutton return to bring us up to snuff on what's going on in Abaco. So we'll have that conversation tomorrow. But thanks again, and don't forget, always get the supplement every Tuesday in the Guardian. All right. But you got to pay for it.
Thank you to all our advertisers that are keeping us going. Please reach out to us for ads. We got to keep this going. I'd love to go to a second day, but that's up to help from advertisers here in Grand Bahama and Nassau. You can all help us. And thank you so much. But also our prayers are going out for everybody on that, on the plane and everything that went on. We have a local Grand Bahamian who was on there. So we've all been praying for her as well. So we just want to send lots of love, and especially to the young, to the family that lost the 13-year-old boy. It's devastating.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you so much. And we do extend the same thoughts and sentiments. Talk to you again next Tuesday. And, of course, you know, we take the break right now. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. On the flip side of the break, Earl the Pearl will be in the building. You know he can talk Dodger baseball. For God's sake, down the Dodger wins. You know he get that ad nauseum. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk NFL. And we'll talk God knows what else pops up in the sports report on the flip side of the break as we take it into the press box right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Fine style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you're sticking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. There are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances, coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now. Ages 5 through 18 for the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:21 p.m. is the time. We've got Pearly chiming in. Pearly chiming in on the Zoom. What's good, Pearly? He ain't on yet? All right, so Pearly are chiming. Let me know when Pearly chimes in. Before we get to a brief rundown as to some of the areas that are still with flood issues, okay? So got some areas out there with flood issues, okay? And you have West Bay Street heading toward Old Fort in that area, all right? So that same passageway that had the damage before a couple of weeks ago. All right. So in that area, heading toward Old Fort Shopping Plaza, home of Naughty Johnny's. It's in that area, so you got to be careful of the flooding on that tributary, on that thoroughfare, actually. Also on West Bay Street near Arawaki on the left-hand side, there's still some floodwaters there. Downtown Bay Street still has some flooding. It subsided a little bit, but it is partially flooded near the tourism station. Wolf Road, after NIB, if you're heading west, the road is flooded. And Fox Hill heading south from Blanco Beach, parts of the roadway are flooded as well. Now, if you're on Dalzell Street, it's about 4 out of 10 on a flood scale. Okay, so if you're taking Dalzell Street, you got to watch out. Bethel School got some issues going on. Elizabeth States area, Blue Hill Road near SC McPherson, Fire Trail Road East, and of course, Pine Wood. More flooding updates from Yamacraw, Old Fort Bay, service area, and Airport Road. But hey, do we have a flooding report from Pinecrest? Or ain't no flooding in Pinecrest? Let me know. Either way, that's what I want to know. All right, Pearly chimed in yet? So I added up Pearly and make sure he chimes in. But let's start it off. You know, we got to do what we do each and every day here on Talking Heads. When we start to talk sports, we got to start with Today in Sports. Mr. Producer Purdy just hit me. He should be chiming in right now on the Zoom. I think you got to let him in, my brother. All right. So today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget, they got that businessman's lunch special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour Monday through Friday. Different special daily. Give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you tomorrow. 377-7776. 377-7776. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday. And every Friday from 5 to 7, right out there at Naughty Johnny's. So definitely a great way to relax, unwind, and enjoy yourself with some great food and great ambiance out there at Naughty Johnny's. All right. Now we got Pearly chiming in. Pearl, Earl the Pearl, what's good, my brother? He ain't here yet? All right, I guess he's on the way to chime in. Listen, the Dodgers won a lot of games this weekend. I believe Pearly was in Walter Matthau form, if you know what I mean. Had a cocktail or two, you know? So we'll see. All right, let's jump on in. Like I said, today in sports history, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Do I hear her, Pearly chiming in now?
Radio? I'm right
here. All right, Pearly, what's going on?
Don't lie.
You took long because you was paying the water bill. Hey, that's what's going on. I had a text to chime and say, right now, problem. I said, probably so.
Actually, not. Actually, to be very honest, I got a phone call. Before I went on.
Was it a good phone call?
We'll know after the show.
Boy, it sounded like a good phone call to me. All right.
Probably.
Well, let's jump on in today, man. Pearly, today in sports history, today is the 7th of June, 2022. And listen, not only does RPM, Mr. Philip Brave Davis, have a birthday today, he shares it with one of the greatest point guards of all time, Allen Iverson, also born on this day.
And, you know, I just watch the highlights of the points he dropped on the Lakers in 2001.
You're talking about in game one?
Yes. I just watched that maybe about an hour ago.
Listen, let me tell you something. Kobe looked at AI during that game and said, damn, you got Mamba mentality too.
Listen.
Because that was, oh my goodness. AI was lights out that night, man.
He ate everybody up at that game. He couldn't take one to the hole and rainbow over Shaq.
Yeah, he did. I'll be honest with you, Earl. That night, Allen Iverson was not going to be denied. Kobe even played defense on him.
They even
switched Kobe out on him, and he was still getting buckets. Now, Kobe came down and made him work too, but guess what? The coup de grace of that was that driving baseline to the left, to the right baseline, pull-up jumper, drain it, and then step over Tyronn Lue, but look down at him as he stepped over him.
Yeah.
Man, that was up there. That had to be right up there when Chris Webber wrapped the ball around his back and dunked Charles Barkley to the ground. And Charles Barkley looked at him and said, I don't believe in, I'm not a role model, but you mine.
I think the most hurtful play I saw has been Jordan Bend with his right hand and put his left and lay it up on us. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's go.
You mean the one when he floated down the lane and he stayed in the air for like an hour and 45 minutes, had popcorn, a sandwich, two beers, smoked a cigar, played half a round of... And
two craps.
Yeah, and then took it with the right and then switched it all the way under and finished it with the left and put it up off the glass?
Yep. I will never forget that.
I stood there as a Laker going, damn, I don't know why I'm actually like wanting to cheer for this play. I shouldn't want to do it, but it was that good of a play.
I think that play break my heart.
No, let me tell you something. No, you're forgetting one, Noel. You're forgetting. We are forgetting one. If you want to put up one to might rival Jordan's slippage from the right to the left as he came down the lane for the layup, you can't forget Dr. J rocking the baby to sleep and bracing Michael Cooper to the ground. Because Michael Cooper jumped with him. And Michael jumped so high, Mike realized the rim was coming. He had to duck his two hands over his head so he wouldn't hit the backboard and the rim. And Dr. J went over that. And you remember when he rocked the baby to sleep? And oh, my God.
Yeah.
The only other one that was more detrimental than that was when he braced Landsberger off to the ground. You remember when he called White Boy Landsberger and just braced him to pieces?
I remember.
But
I remember.
I digress. Then
switching sports, that home run us and Lewis Cardinal. Anyway, we can talk about that another day. Let's go back to where we were.
Which one? You mean the one Ozzie Smith or Jack Clark?
Jack Clark.
I like the one by Ozzie Smith, man. The little one of the greatest shortstop of all time. Was never known to be a home run hitter, boy, but he hit a shot that day, eh?
He was Mr. Clutch. He was Mr. Clutch.
Boy, but guess what? He could play that shortstop, hey?
Yeah.
My God, he could play that position. In 1892, on this day, Earl, John Joseph Doyle became the first pinch hitter in baseball when he was used in a game. So obviously, he had to become the first if he was the first one to be used. You know what I mean?
Yeah, had to be the first.
1980, Jeff Norman set a world record when he ran the 50 kilometers or 50K. In 2 hours, 28 minutes, and 6 seconds.
All right,
here's another one for you. 1982, Steve Garvey became the fifth player in Major League Baseball history to play in 1,000 consecutive games. 1983, Steve Carlton temporarily had career strikeouts when he registered his 3,522nd. And then Nolan Ryan went out the next night and had 20 of his own.
Okay.
I'm only joking when I say that, but that's how Nolan Ryan was. Anytime you saw a young pitcher come along and show out, Nolan would go out the next game and just dominate. That was just him.
No.
1983.
He hated to be showed up.
In 1983, the big lefty, Steve Carlton, temporarily passed. We did that already. Sorry. 1989, the Toronto Sky Dome hosted the first game to be outdoors in the same day. The roof was closed when the weather became threatening. But speaking of the Sky Dome, Earl, you remember when the Blue Jays was playing the Yankees on ESPN and somebody hit a fly ball to the outfield, and the camera panned up and saw the two people making whoopee in the Skybox Hotel and had the windows open, and they were doing the freaky deaky?
I remember that.
Yeah.
But you know, it was blurted out because they couldn't show it. It was blurted out, and then they showed it on highlights later.
And the commentator was like, wow, there's big bats all over the park tonight in Skydome.
I wonder who that announcer was. That's a good trivia question.
Boy, listen, if Harry Carey, God bless you, there was the announcer, boy, we would have had an HBO stand-up comedy special on that one because Harry had some of the best commentary ever.
I'm sure.
And one of my favorite Harry Carey lines, I used to watch it religiously on WGN because, you know, Lord bless you, my grandpa, Cam Thompson, when he got the satellite and all of that, he used to watch afternoon baseball, every bit of baseball he could get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember that.
And Chicago game on because Wrigley Field hadn't gone totally to the lights. So they played the day games. But Harry Carey used to drink in the booth. He was a Bud guy. He's a Cubs fan and a Bud man. You remember his saying?
Yep.
And he used to be hammered by the third inning. You know what I mean? Like hammered. And him and Steve Stone, who was a good pitcher in his own right for many years, Steve Stone did the analyst work and Harry Carey did the play-by-play. And one day the Cubs was playing some team and out of nowhere, Harry was all boisterous right up. Harry just say, well, right about now, Cubs fans, why don't you check out the guy? in right field, the guy in the sombrero. Pull it up on Google. You will laugh your behind off. Harry drinking a bud, calling the game, and transfixed on this dude with a sombrero in right field. And for the last six innings of the game, that's all he could talk about. To heck with the club.
You know, and I find it funny. If you know Harry Carey, if you were a person who listened to Harry Carey.
Seventh inning stretch. Religiously.
Take me out to the
ball game. Get him fired up for sure. All right. In 1997, the Detroit Red Wings won their first NHL championship. They swept the series with the Philadelphia Flyers. 1998, the Baltimore Orioles retired Eddie Murray's number 33. He was a pretty good one. And wasn't he a Dodger for a minute, too?
Yeah, he was a Dodger for a minute, yeah.
2009, Roger Federer became the sixth man in history to win a career Grand Slam when he won the French Open. He also tied Pete Sampras' record of 14 major singles titles. And your sports quote today, how you respond to the challenge in the second half will determine what you become after the game, whether you're a winner or a loser. Lou Holtz. Holtz is one of the best coaches in college football ever. Very underrated.
I think very underrated, but one of the best teachers. He did some stuff. He went to Notre Dame with minimal talent and turned some fellas into Heisman Trophy winners.
All right. Well, check this out. And I know you got a special place for him because he coached at the University of Minnesota briefly.
Yes.
He coached the Golden Gophers.
But I don't know why you keep thinking I went to University of Minnesota. I went to St. John's.
Yeah, I know, but you love all things Minnesota, though. St. John's,
Most things Minnesota I love.
All right. So, Earl, we got to talk basketball right now. And just let me open it up like this. Naughty, bad news for you and your prediction. The Celtics will win 4-1 over the Warriors. Hey, and that's your right, and you're entitled to that opinion. But the way I see it, and what I saw over the weekend, Earl, I'm thinking Golden State should be up 2-0 in this series.
They should have been up 2-0.
Golden State should be up 2-0 in this series.
They should have been up, but should have got a water, so I don't count it like that. They won one. 2-0 right now.
Now they play tomorrow night. Now, listen.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, again, testimony to Steve Kerr, made the game adjustments from game one to game two. And it looked night and day for the Warriors.
But I don't think it was so much the game adjustment. I think certain players stepped their game up. Poole was atrocious on game one. Poole plays the rest of the series like he played night before last, just won him over.
But listen, I think the difference in it, when you look at it, Steph went off for his 29, right? But you got all kind of like similar effective production right down this roster. 9 for Draymond, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. 9
and
for
one,
Curry.
And one key technical.
Right.
Let's don't forget that.
29.6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Then you had Allen Wiggins, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Klay Thompson, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist,
yeah,
2 steals.
Nah, Klay, let's don't talk about Klay because Klay went 4 for 19.
Yeah, but Klay shot well in the first game, stunk it up in the second.
4 for 19, but if he shoots anywhere now, but he can shoot, they'd be, you know, but not 4 for 19 ain't gonna work.
Here's the catalyst to me that I think came in and made a difference. It's that same Gary Payton Jr. He gives them that edge like his dad had in a sense. He plays defense and he's gritty. And he's grimy when he does it, and he's annoying. And he 7 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. He did his thing. Jordan Poole, your guy, 17 points. Excuse me, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals.
And when Dave Niger pin in the side, blow across the head, 3-pointer in the end at the back half of that second place in the first second quarter. That was awesome.
Otto Porter chipped in, did his thing. But he helps with length and spacing and a lot of stuff. And all the way down the bench, man, like everybody contributed who played in that game. Now, you look over at Boston, and now you start to say, okay, the previous game, Horford was lights out, Brown was lights out, Tatum was off. Now you look at the last game, Tatum had 28, 6, 3, and 1. Al Horford, 2 points. What happened to Al?
I think that age is going to start at 36.
Jaylen Brown, only 17. Marcus Smart, 2 points. Williams, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks. I mean, seriously?
He got hurt.
But that's the point. My point is, a lot of Celtics fans, and Big Cleve made a mention of it, They think Robert Williams was going to be the difference maker. And you and I both spoke about it. And I remember saying, a healthy Williams advantage Celtics. But this guy is injured. He's playing through injury. And he's nowhere close to being
100%. He's really trying. He's giving us, he's got guts.
Hey, I give him the credit on the hearts and the guts and the testicular fortitude and the backbone and all of that. But you're still a liability right now because by you not playing up to 100% and your potential, you are now a burden to the team and a liability.
And Lordy, I told somebody, I was in a conversation with a guy, probably yesterday at a family function. I said, if not the Tatums or the Stephs, is going to win this championship is these role players. The Tatums and the Stephs going to do what they have to do. But if the role players, the Whites, the Pools, step their games up, the Loonies.
I just say, don't forget the Loonies now.
That's how you
I always got five on it.
If you really look across history and look at these championships, yeah, the Michael Jordans and the Kobe's and the Shaqs and the Magic's, them got off. But you had certain players like the Robert Horry's who would can that key three-pointer and stuff. These role players. So the role players are the ones who really determine who get the championships, you know. But these other guys, right now, Boston role players, if they don't step that game up, they're in big trouble. Because the Golden State role players are doing what they're supposed to do. And this major argument now over Green. As to whether he should be thrown out the game, and then I talk to him to get him thrown out the game.
See, they always want to do this foolishness in the finals with Draymond, man. They always want to do it.
And you know, you may not like Stephen A., but you know, Stephen A. is one of my favorites.
I
won't win the championship less. I won't win the championship with your full team out there. Earl, I don't say I beat your full team.
We're going to go to the phones in a second. Listen, don't get me twisted with Stephen A. I think Stephen A. has some real, you know, douchey qualities, you know what I mean?
I love him.
He's very salty and very, you know, out of the side of his neck when he talk about my Cowboys. But if I got a crew of drinking buddies that I could pick that I'll say come and be having a few cocktails and we can talk sports, Stephen A. is in that group, man.
Yeah. I mean, he's a Yankee fan now.
That's what I said. So that's why I gotta let him slide a little bit. You know what I mean? Because guess what? As much as he's goosey me on the Cowboys, I would goosey him on the Philadelphia 76ers. So you know what I'm saying? I'm sure we'd get along just for the fact that we always go at each other, arguing over each other, disagreeing with each other's opinion. But I have Stephen A. on my drinking list than Nick Wright. Nick Wright is blind brun sexual.
I like the Keyshawn Johnson too. Keyshawn is a cool. Yeah, has really grown as a talk as an analyst.
He's doing a good job as an analyst. Don't get me wrong, but you want me to talk about analysts and knocking it clean out the park, checking and re-raising Keyshawn with the talk show host. It's my boy, from the 5-5. And
Chris Webber?
No, Jalen, man. What's his last name?
Oh, Jalen. Oh, no. Jalen, no. Jalen.
What's his last name, for Christ's sake?
I put Jalen up there with the other guy.
Yeah, Jalen. I almost said Jalen Hurts, but I don't mean Jalen Hurts.
I know you're talking about Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. My mind went blank just now.
He's head and shoulders. He's been in the game a little while. He's head and shoulders above these guys.
All right, let's go to the phone.
You know,
let's go to the phone, party. It's blowing. I got a strong feeling it's Cleve. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
You keep calling me.
I'm in Gardner, my boy.
Gardner,
you and Cleveland sound so much alike, though. Cleve sound just like you on the voice notes. But anyway, Gardner, my apologies. Big Gardner. Yeah, you heard what I had to say. You heard what Purdy had to say. What you got to say about your Celtics?
All right. The important stats, right? The crucial stats in that game was Boston turnovers, and that's it. Nothing else. Turnovers. So all Boston got to do is protect the ball.
They
only scored how many points? 107? How many points are Golden State score?
Well, it was a low-scoring game, I give you that. It was a low score.
So Boston did the job.
But listen, Gardner, come on, man. Al Horford with 2 points. Smart with 2 points. Williams with 2 points. Pritchard with 4. Feast is a non-factor now.
Yeah, well, how much they shoot? What percentage they shot? That's what you got to look at.
I'm looking at the box right now, and those guys.
Yeah, look at the what?
Yeah, they, right. Yeah,
but
some of them
went 5 for 17.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh no, you're talking about Brown. That's one player.
Yeah, well, Al Horford shot 25%.
Al Horford. How many shots did Al Horford take?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Hello, Alfred Talk.
It's not showing in the box score what he shot. It's just
that. Alfred Talk, but two, three shots.
Yeah, but listen, my God, if he took...
In other words, he didn't shoot. He just didn't shoot.
He shot but, one for four.
But God,
one
no. for four. How does he go from scoring 22 in dominating fashion and being after game one, being saying, listen, Al Horford is digging deep. He's motivational. Al wants to get it done. And then in the second game, like a wet pump in the breeze.
If
he's only held the four shots, that tells you something about Golden State defense.
Gardner, you starting to sound like them brunsexuals with LeBron now. Come on, man. Yeah, there was some turnovers, but let's be real. And I get you. And you got to circle the wagons, and you got the fan. You're a birdite for sure. You're a birdie. I have no problem with that. Listen, sometimes I want to give you the birdie, but a current Memphis Grizzly. But my point is, when you look at it, do you think that is Steve Kerr, with his pedigree and his coaching pedigree and his multiple championships, has known how to make the adjustments now to put the momentum back in favor of Golden State? That's what it appears to me, is making the adjustments better than
Golden State
than
a physical game over Boston. No way.
Hold on now. I think some dudes like Kevin Looney and Otto Porter Jr., And to his credit, Wiggins
and Draymond.
Yeah, they could get fucker if you need to. They could hang and bang if you need to.
All Draymond got is defense. He ain't got no offense, so that's all he could do.
That is his role. His role is defense and antagonize the key player on the other side. That's his role.
They ain't as physical as Boston. Boston got you. They got length. And they physicality is. You know what physicality is, right? That's athleticism.
All right.
We got athleticism on them, too.
We got somebody chiming in. Naughty Earl and Gardner, listen, when you're hot, the ball finds you. AI was hot in game one, so the ball found him. Tatum was hot in game two, so the ball found him. Well, why couldn't the two of them been hot in game two, so the ball's going to find them? Because at the end of the day, Tatum needed some backup. Everybody.
How many players make it Boston up?
Huh?
Name the playmakers Boston up.
What you mean the playmakers Boston up?
Playmakers.
Are you moving the goalpost from me again there, Gardner? You got Smart.
Right.
You got Brown, who handles the ball well.
Two.
All right. You got Williams is the center.
Tatum.
You got Tatum, who puts his hand on the ball a lot.
And then you get the guards from San Antonio, Derek.
Right.
Playmaker two.
Derek White.
Right. So how many playmakers Golden State up.
Well, now listen here. Don't push it. You got Steph Curry, who's the playmaker. You got Klay Thompson with the ball in his hands, who's the playmaker.
Klay Thompson ain't no playmaker. He's a what you call it, a catch and shoot.
No. Stop. Now, Gardner. Stop it, Gardner.
He's not a better playmaker than none of those
stop
top Boston playmakers.
Listen to me. You can't.
Don't be kidding me.
No, Gardner, stop. Now, Gardner, stop. You got on your green spectacles right now and you ain't seeing sense. No, Gardner. Now, prior to the knee injuries, the multiple knee injuries, Klay was one of the premier defenders in the league, one of the premier guards in the league.
That's it. I don't want playmaking. I don't want defender. Grant Williams. And play like nullify each other.
I get you. You won one. You wanted to be up 2-0 right now. I get it. But hear me, Gardner.
Who got the favorites? Who's the favorites in Vegas now?
In Vegas right now? Earl, pull that up while I break.
Boston.
All right, that's fine.
Game three, Boston.
Okay, but guess what?
Game three and game four.
But guess what? I can take Golden State and the points and the money line and I can win. And I can get more than betting on crappy Boston. But what I'm trying to say,
when you ask me who was in the last series with Miami and Boston,
uh-huh.
What did they tell you? Boston in 6 or 7, right?
No, you said Boston in 6.
No, he
did say 7. I only messed with Gardner. But Gardner.
You know why I asked you that, right?
Uh-huh.
Watch me now. If Golden State win the day, it's still ain't over.
Okay.
Boston Bill like that.
But just let me tell you something. Gardner, let me just tell you something, all right? Steph Curry is a playmaker. Klay Thompson is a playmaker. Wiggins is a playmaker. Poole is a playmaker. Payton is a playmaker. Mm-hmm. And Kuminga is a playmaker. So they got a bunch of playmakers
no
there.
Playmaker, man. You might as well go as Grant Williams a playmaker too.
Listen to me. You want me to tell you something? You want me to tell you something? Part of me going back to the Lakers and coming out of exile after LeBron go is if we can manage to get Kuminga in a trade with Golden State, because Golden State ain't got no space to play in. Kuminga is a plug and play for the Lakers. And if I ever went back to pulling for them, I would be happy to know that he was there.
Why ain't got no space to play in? He's a powerful.
Because too many playmakers on the team in front of now, Gardner. See what I just did there, Gardner? Do you see what I just did there? Okay.
Draymond Green ain't no playmaker.
What do you mean he's not a playmaker? This dude used to average triple-doubles early in his career. Assists, rebounds, defense. Are we talking about a different Draymond Green now, or am I missing something?
Hey, Draymond Green, all he do is get some assists on the break, right? That's it. Some assists on the break. He can put the ball on the floor three times and make a play. He can't get a shot for himself.
Let me ask you this question now in a nutshell. Pearl, you got anything for Gardner before I ask him his last one? Because we got to get to the last break.
He's trying to run me off. I ain't got nothing to say.
Gardner, just tell me in a nutshell, briefly, what is going to be the difference for Boston now in game three to be competitive or actually win, like you say? What's going to make up the 17-point differential or the 19-point differential from game two? What's going to change that now?
What Boston got to do is protect the ball, and defense is a gift. It's automatic for Boston. Protect the ball, that's it. You know, that's why I'm the favorite.
Boy, I remember when y'all was talking this in 2010, boy, how y'all could do this to the late when Kobe jacked you all to pieces in that defense. But anyway, Gardner, be safe. Enjoy your night, man. And we'll talk basketball again tomorrow prior to the game. But we got to get to our second and last break. Always good to hear from you. Always love your contribution.
Hey, but watch me. Remember that first half now. That game was close until the third.
Listen,
so don't forget now. Boston hanging up in there. Don't play with them.
Now, you saying that kind of stuff, I could also say, hey, if my auntie had different plumbing, she'd be my uncle. You know what I mean, Gardner? Let's go to the break, man. We'll be back at you right here.
Right.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Pearly, Gardner watching some different series me and you watching, you know.
No, I think Gardner drinking something different.
No, it's them green lenses on the spectacles. He can't see through the green, man. That's a Johnny Most disciple right there. But he don't sound like Johnny Most to you.
Yeah, boy. But I've been through that, though. I had many, many, many friends in the day who were Celtic fans. I can relate to what he. That's no problem.
Yeah, the same thing I'm saying.
Be very quiet after tomorrow night.
Yeah,
very
man.
Seven.
Now it's seven. Gardner says in seven. But guess what I say is Golden.
I love being the lone pot cake.
Naughty.
Hey.
If Golden State wins game three, it over in five.
Right. And as we go to the break, girl, I can do the lone pot cake for Gardner, okay? Mr. Producer, bring down the music. I'm the lone pot cake here. Let's go to the break. Gardner, the lone pot cake, say Golden State in six.
Around the world, Clear recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. Your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Hey, Dumps. The boys, them going on a bad trip, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
July!
I telling you, Dumps. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
But Lucas fit inside the bag then, T?
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But T.
I know, Dubs, it kind of small, but I can slap one handle with care sticker on the wipe.
No, T, I trying to tell you, the promotion says 2 feet ago.
Two?
Two.
I saw it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the family islands. With the 2 Fly Free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to bahamasresidents.com for more information.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and free instant shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Boy, look here. Earl of Pearl, I could turn this one over to you. I could pass this one on to you, okay?
Pass the baton.
Yeah, because
you're from SAC. You're not a run relay.
Listen. This person chiming in, right? Naughty. This is the real Laker again. I already sent the requisition to the Laker front office. We'll see. Anyway, I could break that down to you.
Leave that to me.
Your Laker card has been eternally revoked, and you'll never be a Laker again. Well, that's where you're wrong. I was given my card by Jerry Buss Sr. So none of you can do nothing but that. Y'all got to like it and lump it. See, I got stripes that I could leave and I could come back. You new booty, new school Laker fans, y'all can't do that. Not you. Anyway, let me continue, Earl. The Laker card has been eternally revoked and you'll never be a Laker again. Even after LeBron leaves, you are not worthy. The problem is, I was there from worthy and before. You weren't. That's the problem. The only worthy you know is in a sentence. I know Big Game James, greatest drop step in the history of the planet. But anyway, I digress. And here's the good part. And Earl the Pearl is next because he allows you to defy the Lakers' name. LeBron James has defied the Lakers' name over the last 4 years. Okay? And not knowing as much Laker fans as you have defied the name as well, because you all don't know what you're talking about. Talking about my Laker card revoked. Please.
Naughty, one moment, please. You have put yourself in self-exile. So
self-imposed exile.
Hold on. Technically, I cannot allow you to be the spokesperson. Okay, now, young man, young lady, young person, I don't know who you are. With the blessings of our good Lord and Savior, in 30 days, I will hit a particular age. I have been pulling for the Lakers longer than you've probably been on this earth. I am a Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West Laker. Understand me. Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West Laker. I have forgotten more about the Lakers than you probably know.
No, exactly. We've forgotten more about the Lakers than they will ever Google.
Whatever. Technically, if you was to speak to my ex, she would tell you that when she was having my oldest son, Magic blessed him, and she basically made him an honorary godfather of my oldest son. He used to come to the Grand Hotel and stay there at all times.
Byron Scott?
No, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, but I mean, Byron Scott used to be down there all the time. I mean, I can't lie. We're talking about Jeff Rogers' basketball camp and Jeff coming on this week.
I'm just talking coming to visit the Bahamas.
Yeah. And then
nothing to do, Jeff. Before Jeff.
No, but
it's been Jeff in the offseason.
I'm not taking that from you. That you have that magic link. I'm also saying we had another great Laker here, regular, Byron Scott. How many
personal, really best friends of Jeff Rogers?
I mean, come on.
So when I indulge Naughty, I can do that. Because when Naughty decides that he wants, the late Jerry Buss gave him his membership card, but there's certain members like the Earls, the Pearls, who he will have to come through. But young man, until you earn your stripes, until you know what it is to be a Laker when you getting sweet by Bill Walton, and the Portland Trail Blazers.
Ah.
When you know you get to sleep.
By Dr. J and Bobby Jones and Mo Cheeks.
And
Mo Malone, what do you say?
And to take losses.
And JJ still yelling about it to this day because they lost some money.
You don't know what it is to be a Laker yet.
Earl.
Hey.
Listen to this. Somebody just texted this in, and I think this is epic. Naughty, you are to the Lakers what Leslie Miller is to the PL. And who plays? You got stripes. Bingo! And I'm the lone pot cake on this show. He's the big pot cake out there. Guess what? That's our story, and we sticking to it.
So young person out there who's talking about...
No, but this ain't no... Card. Earl, this ain't no young person.
You can't revoke a card that you can't even come to the committee to present.
Earl, he ain't a millennial, right? But he's one generation above the millennial. And I can call him. I know who this is. This is a diehard Laker, okay? His cab is yellow and black. He wears yellow and yellow with the black belt and the black shoes. Looks like a banana when he steps out of the cab. You know what I mean? Look like one of them Chiquita bananas. He right here in Nassau. I saw him yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is like what they want. They don't need us to be fighting amongst ourselves, my brother. I respect you, Laker, but... You get a little itchy or you step over when you're threatening to put me out of Lake up there.
Yeah.
Lion Lake in the world.
And see, that's how you think I could get away with what I get away with. Pearly got a number that I don't have to Jenny Buss. I got Jenny Buss one number. Earl got an off number. I need no Phil Jackson number too, so he could always reach up.
Yeah.
So on that note, we're gonna take our Laker caucuses up out of here. And, actually one Laker, one self-imposed Laker in exile. Get y'all ready for tomorrow night. We got a great show tomorrow. We'll talk NBA Finals tomorrow. Got some good facts and figures and some good stuff coming up. We'll also have some guests in studio. We'll be talking the National Baseball Tournament is coming up. The Babe Ruth Baseball Tournament is coming up. And, of course, Pearly will be on the Zoom. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk NFL. Your Dodgers did good. We'll talk about that tomorrow. You think they're going
to
win tonight?
I just want to say one quick thing to Clint out there. Go Rangers. Go New York Rangers.
Yep. And big up to Jeff Rogers. Be talking about his basketball camp. And, of course, from the BAA, Bahamas Baseball Association, the BBA. Don't forget they got the big Bahamian Heritage Night coming up as well, June 25th. We'll be talking all of that and more tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Everybody who chimed in today, great stuff. Pearly, you be safe. We'll talk in short order. And be good, Bahamas. We'll see you tomorrow. And if you can't be good at it. We out of here.
This is 6.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.